guys right over the side. I can see it. I'm on the microphone. Please welcome to the stage next, Zach Clark Springer.
Hello.
Hello.
The Buddha says that we become the thing that we most resist, which in my case I think means I've been pushing really hard against a fat Yorkshireman. Jean-Paul Sartre said that life begins beyond despair. And I feel pretty much the same way about Huddersfield. You know when you breathe in, right? And then you breathe out. That's all the relatable material I've got. I'm 50 years old. I've never been on Tinder or any dating site. Somebody said to me recently, how long have you been with your wife, Matt? I said, oh, 25 years. And they said, oh, so you met the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way? I didn't buy her in a slave auction. I didn't swap her for two camels and a yak. And people like talk about the old-fashioned way as if like it was some fantastic way of meeting women. There was one major flaw with the old-fashioned way. It was meeting through friends. And you needed friends. Now, it's a long time since I've looked at a personal ad, but I do remember when I was looking at them, they were actually like written on paper, looking at all these adverts, and there were no photographs in those, it was just text, and thinking, sure, all these ladies are very lovely, but there's an awful lot of going to the gym and tango lessons and hiking going on here. Do you think men like lethargic women? Do you think all the ones that put in their advert that they like just like laying on the sofa watching box sets and eating chocolates, they've all been taken? The philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau said that man is born free, but all around us he is in chains. In my case, it's mainly Pret-a-Manger and Café Nero. I spend a lot of time in Café Nero behind somebody who's really keen to know what all the alternatives to milk are, right? Nut milk, almond milk, all that kind of stuff. And I find it really irritating. I find it so irritating that it brings me out in a rash. I think I'm lactose intolerant. And people say that, like, you know, nut milk, soy milk is more healthy and more natural than cow's milk. I'm not sure. What kind of hormone regime do you have to put a cashew nut through to make it grow tits? Do you think that sex is a bit like recycling? Nobody's really sure they're doing it right. You think other people are doing it a lot more than you and a lot better? You find yourself going, is this wet? It's not really dry, is it? Does this count as food? And sometimes, if you put something in the wrong hole, you just leave it. One final thing, I'll leave you there. I read a book on how to do oral sex. That's how to approach it, obviously. I read a book on how to do oral sex. It's called She Comes First. Ha. It's got a picture of a papaya on the front cover. And it's got some advice, like some fairly useful, straightforward advice. When you're down there, cover the whole area. Okay, good. Nice advice. Some slightly stranger advice. When you're down there, maintain eye contact. What? These are varifocals. And then some downright weird advice. When you're down there, put your teeth against the clitoris and hum. Turn yourself into a giant vibrator. Who doesn't want that? Okay. The only problem is, what are you going to home? Nothing seems right. In the jungle, the mighty... No. Land Down Under by Men at Work. Better. I went with the theme from the Dam Busters theme tune. The theme from the Dam Busters... bam, 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 blah, 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 blah. Gives a whole new meaning to the phrase... did not go down well. Thank you very much. Good night.
So,